Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And on today's podcast, we're actually going to be covering a topic that is really dear to my heart because it talks about the fitness industry. So we're actually going to be talking about the top five things that we feel are super essential to making fitness, health coaching, or wellness not only your passion, but also a passion that pays the bills.
We like the bills being paid. We like those bills being paid.
Right? Like, it's kind of an important thing. So basically, we're going to go through our top five things that we feel are really essential that you know. And we're going to break them down one by one. So the first thing that we feel is really important in order for you to be, you know, basically, before you start out the fitness industry, to really just like have down pat is have the right certifications.
Well, and I think even before we kind of really get into that, it's not even just the fitness industry. I think this is so applicable to like health coaches and wellness coaches, nutritionists, because anyone who's in that, you know, health and wellness industry would really benefit from knowing these five things.
Of course. Even if you think about it, even if you think about it from a perspective of like the coaches that are, you know, like online coaches for, you know, other different programs and things like that, like program coaches and stuff like that. In order to really benefit and in order to be really successful, I think any of these five things, if you've got these down pat, you're pretty much having a blueprint for success.
Oh, totally.
So, to go through them, as I said, the first thing, and I have this as the first thing because I think that it is so important, is to have the right certifications in place.
Well, and this is where it gets a little bit interesting, and a lot of people don't know, is that really to be a fitness professional, there is no set certification that you need to have. So there's a lot of certifications out there from university level down to a weekend course. But there is not one specific thing you need to have. Whereas, for example, if you were like an engineer, you have to do this level of university. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
No, totally. And that's why I think, you know, it's really important that when you're looking at getting certified, that you actually take the time to do your research.
Oh, totally.
You know, that you find the best certification to match what it is that you're looking for and that you avoid the quick fix. The quick fix certification, in my mind, is the one that's just like, just get it done, get it over with. Now I have something to put on my resume and that's it. Think about this as, you know, when I'm talking about getting the certifications, it's about gaining the knowledge and the understanding and the know-how and the stay power and the more depth that you need as a trainer, basically to become a holistic, you know, health coach or wellness coach or fitness trainer. You need to have the right certification to match your qualifications, to match your education, and to match what it is that you're trying to give to the world.
Well, and I think to add to that, like when you're looking at, you know, when you're saying about doing your research, it's like, I always kind of make, when I'm research, I love research. Like, I'm a super research nerd. So I will have like graphs and like charts of comparing different things. So like, I always have a checklist of like, what are the top things that I'm looking for? Because we all learn differently too, right? Like, some people learn amazing through visual, some people through audio, some people need to touch and feel and do. And I happen to be one of the people who needs to do all of that, which I think
a lot
of people are like that. Yeah. Like, if I read something, it doesn't resonate, but if I read and I do it and I hear myself say it out loud, it's like in the vault for good. But you know, I'll make like a checklist of things. And when I'm looking for a course, you know, I want something that has not only theory, because a lot of courses are just theory. They're just studying the concepts, but they don't put it into practice. So I want something that is theory, but I also want something that's going to give me practice. And there's a practical component to it. So then I can actually practice what I'm learning. Mm-hmm. And then something too, that is supportive and has, you know, a community around it. Like, for example, like we, our program that we run called the Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, it's a really holistic fitness certification. So we focus on fitness, nutrition, wellness, and business. But not only is it's an online course, but it's also an awesome community. Like even though it's online, we have a really active Facebook page where we're all chatting and supporting each other. You know, our classes are done virtually, but they're done live so we can chat and share with each other. So again, just looking at the things that are important to you and what you need to feel like you can thrive in this industry, and then find a certification that matches that.
Definitely. And that legitimizes you, right? Like, I think, you know, one of the other things that's really important about being certified is that you legitimately can't really instruct or teach or give information to people. You also, I mean, in my opinion, I guess, I would feel as though if I was sharing information with somebody, if it was a friend or family, that's fine. But if I'm actually, you know, sharing information with somebody and they're paying me to share this information, unless I have a certification behind me, I wouldn't really feel that confident. And also I'm not really protected if I'm not insured. If I'm not certified, because if you don't have a certification, you can't get insurance. And we highly recommend to everybody out there to not only get your certification, but also get insurance, because what you're doing is you're protecting yourself on a personal liability standpoint as well.
Oh, completely.
Super important. The other thing about having the right certifications is one of the things that I would recommend with when we were talking about doing the research and finding the best certification for you is also to specialize in something. And the reason why I say specialize in something is that this helps distinguish you from other trainers out there. So, you know, there are so many trainers, so many health coaches, so many wellness coaches, but when you really specialize, when you find that one thing that really makes you tick and kind of really feeds you, get more in depth in that. Really, you know, get really deep in your knowledge base and become a real pro in that area, because it will help you stand out from the crowd. And there's also a growing need for trainers with special population certifications in so many different areas, because there's such a huge increase in heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, and other longstanding health problems, as well as menopause, pregnancy, postpartum. Like, there are so many areas that you could focus on, whether it's fitness or health or wellness, that will help you become that go-to person for that very specific need. So definitely once you kind of get your certification behind you, specializing in something and getting more in depth, highly recommended.
Well, and that's what I think too. I think always start with a certification that is, that's more broad based, mm-hmm. you know, that covers, and then find through that what it is, that thing that you like. Like, for example, for us, you know, we love women's fitness for all levels. Like, that was kind of our always approach was, you know, we didn't want to, it's not that we don't love men. We love you, roosters, if you're listening. But for us, it was something that rang true because we really related to the female struggle of getting fit. And we knew that we had a voice there and we could make a real difference. And we also wanted to always represent something that was for all levels of women, you know, from beginner to super advanced, that they could still be challenged but included with us. And but I always think, you know, I'm constantly too, my other focus is nutrition and I love it so much. And that's where... And I don't want to say that I'm now specializing in that, but once I had my base, now I feel, you know, I'm looking to master my craft in other areas.
Definitely. And I mean, even as you were saying, Laura, like, you know, when you start mastering your craft, is my next point is, you know, when we're talking about certifications as well, is to never stop learning. So, you know, the best trainers out there, like yourself, you've been in this industry now for 8+ years. And you continue to grow, you continue to learn, same as me. I continue to constantly look at different certifications, different programs that I can take. I do online courses, everything else. And what that does is it just helps you grow and helps you learn. So I highly recommend, like, do more research, attend conferences, read up on different trends, take different classes, courses, online tutorials. And there are so many great resources out there that you can look at, like, for in-class, if you're in the Toronto area, is, you know, CanFit Pro has a great CanFit Pro Academy, which has like one day or half day workshops that can help you get your CECs, so your continuing education credits here in Canada. But also, it helps you gain more insight on specific topics. There's also a great resource online through Ace Fit. And then there's Fitness Blender for great free workouts, inspiration, that kind of thing. So, you know, if you're looking for some sort of, I guess, opportunities out there to kind of expand your knowledge and get more information after you have your certifications, I highly recommend just do your research, find different tools that work for you, and continue to grow, continue to learn, and continue to expand.
Well, and I think that's an important thing to note too when you're selecting the certification that works for you, because if it's a certification that doesn't require any ongoing education, like if it's just an online course that you do once and doesn't require you to ever recertify or show that you are keeping up on your knowledge and you just have the certification for the rest of your life, that would be something for me personally that I would stay away from. Any organization that I end up choosing as an educational body for me, every single one of them requires ongoing education. You know, even with us, even with our FitChix Academy, like once you've taken our program, you're a part of our community for life. And every year you do continuing education credits to keep your certification. But it's such an important thing because it shows that not only the certifying body that you're working with, whoever you're getting your certification from, they also take your growth and knowledge super seriously.
Definitely.
And when we were actually named one of the top fitness certifications on totalcoaching.com. And that was a huge thing that they talked about was, you know, really look at who you're getting certified by and whether or not they require you to keep up those certifications.
Definitely. And also, you know, as you think about who you're getting certified by, also think about like what I mentioned at the very beginning, which is, you know, are you looking to really gain knowledge? Or are you really looking for just a quick fix to have something on your resume? You know, if that's the case, if you're just looking for something that's really quick and easy, then that's your prerogative. But if you're really looking to gain knowledge so that you can have insight and staying power, then definitely do your research and find the best fit to match your needs.
Totally.
So the second thing that will help you pay those bills is to get experience. So when you have experience, and this is whether it's instructing fitness classes or coaching or anything else, it shows not only to your employer, but also to your clients. So take the time to get the necessary experience, and that will help you make it in the industry. It's similar to like the idea that, you know, when you graduate from school, right? Like whether it's high school or whether it's university or whatever the case may be, it's the same thing when you get a certification. A lot of times you run into that same chicken and egg sort of scenario where it's like, okay, I'm done. I'm certified. Now what? I'm going to go and apply for these jobs. And they say they can't hire you because you have no experience. But then you can't gain experience unless you get a job, right? Like you get super frustrated, you get overwhelmed, and you're thinking like, okay, well now I've hit a wall and I have no idea what to do. And so my recommendation is get experience by doing other things. Like number one, teach charity classes. Offer free classes in your community in exchange for local donations to a local charity. This will not only help you gain experience while also giving back, and it helps you create a relationship with potential clients who will see you then as a leader in your community. So great opportunity.
Oh, completely. I think charity classes are amazing. And I mean, for someone who's not even ready, who doesn't feel like they're ready yet to even teach a charity class, because teaching your first fitness class or your first personal training client or whatever, it's intimidating because, you know, you have no idea how this person's going to react to you. You're out of your comfort zone. Like you've got all this knowledge you want to share. So I always say before you even teach a charity class, practice with your family and friends.
Oh like, yeah.
Offer to teach for free, whoever wants to work out with you, and get feedback, like really practice with them and ask them like, you know, even like have an evaluation sheet if you want to start to record it, but try to get constructive feedback from them. Where can you grow in? Where were you awesome in? What was your workout like? What was the flow of the workout? Like, because the more you have in your pocket, the more confidence you're going to build. So then when you do get in front of that charity class or, you know, your first paid gig, then you're going to be like, oh my God, this is second nature to me now.
Definitely. And also I think, you know, The other thing could be to shadow a mentor, right? So if, whether, again, whether it's fitness or whether it's health coaching or whatnot, find someone that you really look up to, that you admire, that you want to learn from, that you feel really has the same vibe, the same approach that you're really going after, and ask them if they'd be open to shadowing, to having you shadow them. Often, more times than not, people are really open to it because as humans, I think that we all really want to help each other. We really want to share information and we want to feel as though we're giving back in the way. And so by them allowing you to shadow, that's really what they're doing, is they know that they're giving back their knowledge and their support to somebody who is up and coming. So, you know, of course, if they're in a gym setting, definitely get the approval from management first. but really, the worst that can happen if you ask is that they say no. But the best thing that can happen on the bright side is that you get this opportunity to really, you know, pay attention to someone that you admire. And like the amount of information that you can learn from just shadowing somebody and watching them, the amount that you can grow as a professional is huge, because you can learn so much about cueing, instructing, flow, transitioning, all of those things just by really watching them, as opposed to being distracted. Of if you're in a class setting, you're more distracted about the learning aspect. Whereas if you're actually using it as a shadowing opportunity, you're really paying attention to them and how they're doing something. So like the process as opposed to the information.
And I love mentors. Like I've had mentors my whole life. I always, from a very young age, I don't know why. I don't know. Sometimes I make these wise decisions and I don't even know where they came from.
Always wise when you.
I've just always loved being surrounded by people who have more knowledge than me, who are excelling at what they're doing. I love it because I love being able to grow from them and see what I can take from them and everything in my life, like personally, fitness wise, you know. That's even why you have coaches, right? Like even every coach needs a coach. So even, you know, the top fitness professionals that you're looking at, they have mentors and coaches too. So mm-hmm. Don't feel like getting a mentor is something that, oh, I don't know enough yet. It's always beneficial and it's ongoing. Which I think is number three.
Yeah. So number three is all about building your community. So building your community is super important if you want to really make it in sort of the industry, in any industry, really, I think, because really what it's about is learning to grow sort of your network, but also to build that trust and that like aspect, right? So the number one thing that you can do to help build your community is learn to listen and communicate effectively. Clients are going to share with you what their goals are. They're going to tell you, like, flat out, if you ask them. But if you don't ask them, then they won't tell you. So I recommend highly communicate with them, talk to them. They're human beings. You're a human being. Have a conversation. Find out what their reason is, what they're afraid of, which is essentially what they're doing, you know, coming to you. What they're afraid of is really the base of, like, why they're there.
Well, it's the fuel.
Well, that's just it.
It's a fuel. They're there for you to help them.
Exactly. And, you know, basically you're there to basically just help them outside of just what their end goal is. You're helping them get over whatever that fear is. So you have to learn to listen. You have to learn to ask the right questions. You have to learn to be an effective communicator so that when you do have those conversations, you're able to then build that connection and build that trust with your clients.
Totally. And I also think, I mean, when we're talking about building your community though, we're not saying like build your network, which is also super important, of like building your network of other fitness professionals or health professionals, because once you build your network, you start to feed off each other, right? You grow mm-hmm. off each other. You also, if you're doing something that somebody else special, just say you're doing fitness and that's your focus, and then somebody else specializes in nutrition, then you have referrals that you can give, and vice versa. They'll refer people to you. So you start to build your client base, which will make more money and also build up your reach. But when we're talking about build your community here, we're talking about more of building your community within your class or within your client.
Within your crew. Yeah,
within your clients. Because this is one thing that a lot of fitness professionals, they don't think about and they don't do effectively, and they wonder why they can't either build a following or also that, you know, their classes aren't full. And I mean, some people, they just want to work at a gym, show up, teach a class, not know anyone's name, and they're fine with that. But if this is something you're passionate about and you love helping people, then you've got to know how to get into the engaging side. So engage your class, like while in class and while outside of class. And that's something that, you know, it's not that hard to do, but it's got to be something, first of all, it's authentic to you. If it's something you don't want to do, then get clear on that right away. Yeah, get clear on that right away because it will not translate well. And believe me, I tried. When I first started teaching, I remember I love Jillian Michaels. So I got into this weird like Jillian Michaels phase where I would like talk like her and I'm like, oh my, it's so not authentic to who I am. Like I'm more of the positive motivator.
That's really funny though, that you use that as your example. Cause I remember when I was learning to teach, I was trying to emulate you.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. It's funny because everyone's trying to emulate everybody, you know, somebody else. And I even actually watched an episode of Oprah and she was talking about that too, about how when she first started in the news world, she was trying to imitate Barbara Walters. And she's like, it was horrible. Like she was trying to talk like Barbara Walters. So if something doesn't feel right to you, that's like lesson number one, anything to do with being a fitness professional, don't do it because it comes across really weird. But yeah, like to engage your class, you just have to build programming that's super fun and engaging and make it memorable. Like teach a memorable class, have one moment in every class you teach or every personal training session you teach that is unforgettable. That's something they've never done before or that's
talk worthy.
Yeah. That's a really cool move or a really cool like pattern, or whip out a cool piece of equipment, like something that's going to make it super memorable. And then also give your client support like at home. Don't just have it as inside of class. You are now coming into their life, like be a part of their lifestyle and give them things that they can do in their life.
Definitely. And I mean, when you do that, when you do provide them like some sort of like at home support, what you're doing is you're increasing the value that they receive as well from you. And you're increasing the trust factor that they have in you because now they know that you actually care, right?
Completely.
I think the other thing too, when you're engaging in class, and this is specifically in whether it's in a fitness class or whether it's in, you know, a coaching session with somebody, is that you need to avoid distractions. How many times do you see someone who's, you know, instructing? I've seen this countless times. I've been to, I go to like every fitness class. I go to everything because I always want to see what people are doing. And how many times have I seen, you know, the instructor at the front looking super bored and then picking up their phone and texting? Like, holy smokes, what other way can you say I don't want to be here? Like, other than just flat out saying, I really don't care what's happening. I don't want to be here. I'm just here for the paycheck.
Well, right? Completely. And what other way do you say, and I like, I actually just had this argument with my boyfriend a long ago, which again, still ties into this point, but it's like when you're interacting with somebody and they are on their phone or on their computer or on something and they're not looking at you and they're, you know, picking up their phone, whatever, it's saying to you, you are not a priority to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's all you're working out in that class and all you're hearing as the instructor is not saying anything, but looking at their phone is, well, I'm obviously not a priority to her. My safety or how hard I'm pushing myself is not a priority to her. Yeah. And that's a terrible feeling. Like everyone wants to be someone's priority.
Exactly. And especially if you're paying someone, you know, I'm just saying, like, if you are paying a coach,
my valid argument is still with my boyfriend that he put down the phone when I'm talking to him.
I have the same thing with my husband. But so, yeah, so avoid distractions. So no phones in hand, no just standing around, just like looking super bored. You're there to inspire people, right? Like you are the person they have come to be inspired by. So show up for them. And I think the other thing is, you know, to really like to sort of tie it back to like what you can do to build your community and to kind of, you know, make sure that you do feel connected is to celebrate your clients and their successes. And it all ties in together where, you know, you really truly need to celebrate what they've accomplished, recognize them, appreciate them, and, you know, motivate them and feel excited about what it is that they're doing and make them feel excited back. Because if you recognize, you know, that someone has now, like, they're doing push-ups on their toes and they've never done it before, and you recognize that for them, it helps them recognize how important that is. It helps them understand that you see that in them. And a lot of times, they are looking for that recognition without even knowing it. And also, all it does is it gets them pumped to keep pushing and to keep working harder, you know? So definitely celebrate them and feel as though their successes are your successes.
Which leads us to number four. So number four of the top tips for being successful in the fitness, health, coaching, and wellness industry. And even though this is kind of a little bit more as we're moving down past the HAVS certifications, which was number one, this is now a little bit more for somebody who already is certified. But even if you're not certified yet, this is stuff that if you're thinking about getting into the industry, it's super important to know from the get-go, because I wish we would have known this stuff from the jump. You know, after a lot of fumbling around and not mistakes, because we don't, in our Fit Chicks world, we don't call them mistakes. We call them lessons. So there are all the lessons that we've
thousands of lessons
that we've so graciously given ourselves. I wish that there would have been this type of conversation when I first started out in the industry or started thinking about it. So, and this is number four, which is something I'm very passionate about, and that's marketing yourself and building yourself as a brand. And I think a lot of times when it comes to people who get into the health and wellness area, it's like we are so passionate about helping people that we don't want to talk about the business stuff. You know what I mean? Like, we're very like, no, I want to train, I want to teach, I want to help. And then we like, I don't want to do any of that marketing, or I'm not a brand. But you are. And that's part of being able to share your gift with the world. You've got to package it in a way, though, that relates to people, so you can find these people to help. And if you don't have the brand and you're not marketing properly, then you're not going to be able to find them.
They can't find you.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, one thing that's always super huge that we talk about from the get-go, and again, when we first started out, this was bare bones, is social media. So when we first started Fit Chicks, literally, we would be hanging up posters, going around hanging up posters at minus 50 degree weather. I stuck my hands together, like Amanda's eyelashes froze shut, like
from glue.
We wanted it so bad that we're like, we will, you know, hang up posters at minus 50, we don't care. And we would do fax advertising. So we'd actually fax out ads to companies where the, because we knew the admin assistant would be a female who would be in our market group. And she.
Well, we didn't know that, we were hoping.
Well, pretty much who picks up the faxes in an office is the admin assistant. So there was strategy behind it. It wasn't just let's hope and send it. But yeah, social media wasn't that big because we started in 2007, 2008. So now if you're starting, it's like the best thing ever because it's free. You can totally find your market. Like, you can target everything down to age range, location, sex, what they're into in terms of like their pages they like. Like, it's so focused and targeted. And like I said, it's free. So it's, there's no reason why you can't start building your marketing right away. And you can't start building your brand.
And also building your community, going back to point number three, right? This all feeds into each other, because if you're really active on social media and you're having a really great presence, you can also pull your community into that. And now you have even like a larger voice amongst them.
Well, and that's where it is, because everyone wants connection. You know, and that's what social media really is. It's not you talking to them. It's opening up a conversation, and it's another avenue to be able to reach the people that you want to reach. So again, like, don't feel scared of it. Don't look at it like, oh my God, I don't know what to say, or I don't know, you know, share your knowledge, share what you're passionate talking about. If that's pre-pregnancy workouts, just keep sharing that information, you know, or if it's something to do with diabetes, like, keep sharing that information. And then eventually you'll start to, you know, see the flow of your market and what they're kind of reacting to. And then you can hone in a little bit more.
Definitely. I mean, and with social media, I know we have like some fun little facts that I thought were interesting, that apparently over 80% of people actually prefer to connect with brands and again, you are a brand, connect with brands through social media than any other platform. And that 93% of businesses and brands actually have a strong presence. So if you do not have any kind of social media whatsoever, you are in that low 7th percentile of other businesses that do not. And then the one that I actually thought was kind of funny is that social media has apparently overtaken porn as the number one activity that we do online. So that's good. At least we're connecting with others.
I'm such a nerd. I thought it was going to be like Candy Crush or like one of those games. I actually was reading about an article too, to side note that, about how, the most online games are actually played by women who are 48 and over.
I believe it.
But before, you know, you always think of video games or online games as being like a teenager's. It's actually women who are within this age group. So again, if you are one of those people, you know, maybe we need to create a fitness game.
Totally.
Anyways.
But yeah, so going back to marketing your brand and yourself, the other thing too, outside of social media that you can do is just be everywhere. And again, this is more once you've been certified, you have your insurance and you're like ready to rock and you're, you know, doing your charity classes and things like that, but be everywhere, meaning like go to charity events, do warm-ups at local walks, runs, attend conferences, always be promoting your brand, because all you're doing is you're creating awareness and you're creating connection between potential clients and yourself.
Totally. Okay. Numero cinco, number five.
All right. Our final tip, which is to value your position and your clients. So this is huge, because the key to retention is you have to create a sense of value and desire with you, your programs, and your classes. The average drop-off rate is 44%. That means 44% of clients will not come back to you, and that 27% have a low chance of being consistent. So, and that's specifically for fitness classes and training. But really, so when you look at those numbers, rather than being daunted by them, you really need to think of it as, okay, my job is to create a reason to make them want to come back, right? So don't be part of that 44%. And try to avoid being part of that 27. Be a part of the, I would say my math is bad.
What? I was going to say, I don't even know what the math is. I'm good at fitness. I'm not good at math.
I'm going to say it's like 26%. but no, it'd be 29%. So be part of that 29%, I think. That percentile that basically creates a reason for people to come back, have high retention rates, and create that value so that your clients want to come back to you.
Well, I always think with
any aspect of health.
Totally. And when it comes to retention, I just think is a really fancy business word that none of us really relate to. We're like, ooh, retention. Like, I think really what it boils down to is like, it's how much value you bring to the world and how much value, like if you keep giving value to your clients and doing the things that we talked about. So, you know, whether it be like celebrating their successes and giving them extra tips or free information on social media, you're constantly giving them your gift. That's the value you're giving to the world. And for them, that is going to help. That is what's going to retain your clients, is you by bringing value and also valuing yourself and making sure that you're showing up and acting professional and just delivering on the expectation.
For sure. And I mean, to add to the always acting professional, that is my next point, because I think, again, just going back to the whole idea of creating value for your clients, it's so important that you are respectful of them, respectful of their time, respectful of honesty, like always being honest. You know, if you can't help someone, if they, you know, have a specific goal that you feel is unrealistic or outside of your realm of expertise, be honest about that. Don't just do it for the paycheck, because it'll be obvious and all it will do is taint sort of your brand and you as a professional. So be honest with them if it's outside of your scope, and or even if it's something that you can't commit to, if they want a high commitment level and you don't have the time or you know that you can't do it well, be sincere with them and they will respect you a lot more for that.
And then that's one thing I talk a lot to our fitness and nutrition students about, because we talk a lot about, you know, the mindset and setting yourself up for success as a fitness professional. And the reality is that people can choose to be anywhere else in the world and they're choosing to spend their time with you. And that is something that you shouldn't take lightly. You know, even with our students, I'm always so full of gratitude that they've chosen to take this course with us when they could choose to be anywhere else. And I just think that a lot of times now, fitness, not even just fitness professionals, but a lot of people in general just take that whole thing for granted. And they just think, oh, well, you know, like they're lucky to be working out with me. And it's just showing that, but it's funny because, like, you know, even you look at some of the top dogs out there and that's the way they kind of come across, you know, is like, well, you should be lucky to, well, the only reason why you are where you are is because so many people supported you along the way.
Of course.
You know what I mean? You've always got to be gracious and you've always got to give thanks. And like Amanda said, I think honesty is so huge. And I know I was never dishonest because of a paycheck, but I was dishonest because I'm a people pleaser and I didn't want to say no, that I couldn't help someone, because then I felt like I was going to let them down. So there had been times that I took on clients that just really were not in line. Like the time I tried to train a man, I trained him. It just was not in line with what I stand for and, not what I stand for, but just not in line with me and what I'm delivering. So it just felt so inauthentic, and I don't know, I wasn't dishonest on purpose, but just be honest too. Even if you are someone who always wants to make people happy, just feel okay saying no.
Definitely. And then we actually have a little bonus tip. I know it was only the top five, but this is a bonus one that I think is like so important when you're thinking about getting into, you know, whether it's a fitness or health coaching or wellness. And this one is really important to me, and I almost feel like it should have its own podcast because it's so important, but it is learn the business basics. And this is a bonus one for you because I think that if you don't know this stuff, you're really setting yourself, not up for failure, but you're putting yourself in a position where your success is going to be limited.
Well, and it's going to take a lot longer to get there.
Exactly. And so when I talk about the business basics, I'm not saying that you have to go take a business course. You have to know like the ins and outs of every single thing, because trust me, I mean, Laura and I, you know, we own Fit Chicks Academy, and we still outsource certain things. And we do that because we know that that is not our expertise and we're honest about that. And at the same time, we're strategic about it because I don't want, like, for accounting, I don't want to go back to school and take an accounting course just to do our books.
And the one thing just to add to that, to the outsourcing, is that both of us also have a business background. That was originally what we went to school for, was business, before we swapped our suits for sweats. So we were lucky in that aspect that when we opened Fit Chicks, it wasn't just that, you know, we weren't just coming at it from a fitness aspect. We actually also had the business learnings to back it up. So for us, and this is one thing we mentor a lot with other fitness professionals, is talking about the business side, because it's something that we were lucky enough to already have a knowledge in before we got into fitness.
And I do think that that's actually a huge difference maker. I think that, you know, when you look at a lot of people getting into the fitness world, it's, they fall into, you know, and I'm not saying this is a negative or a positive, but they fall into the routine of working at a gym and sort of, you know, just staying in that realm, because thinking outside of that and starting your own thing and running your own business or anything like that just feels really daunting. But to be honest, even if you are, whether you're doing something independently or you're working at a gym or anything like that, having these business basics down and understanding them is going to change everything about the strategy behind what it is that you do, as well as your success in the future. So, you know, the basics that I really think are important is, number one, how to market yourself and your brand. We talked about marketing yourself and your brand earlier, but really understand that and like get a little bit more of an understanding of like even how to build yourself as a brand. The other thing would be also to how to sell and how much to charge. This is a huge thing, and this is a question that comes up often with a lot of our fitness and nutrition expert students is, you know, not necessarily how to sell packaging or things like that, but how much to charge, because often we undervalue ourselves and we undervalue our services. What you're doing is you're helping people transform their lives, right? You are solving a problem. They are coming to you and they are asking you for help. And you need to know that what it is that you're providing to them can completely change their life. And so you need to value that, and you need to understand that that does come with a price, obviously, because your time is worth money and it's valued. So learning how much to charge and learning how to honor that is really important. The other thing would be customer service skills. So I think that's just like a given, but really just learning how to communicate, learning how to, you know, how to solve problems, how to think on your feet, as well as just how to really respect people and be really, you know, I guess for lack of a better word, like be very kind to them, because these people are coming to you, and a lot of times they're coming to you, especially if it's a fitness related or health related thing, they may end up being shy, or they may be uncomfortable with what the scenario is that's happening in their life. And so you really have to understand how to deal with that and how to approach that in a very positive and as well as like a very business-like way, so that you're not going to potentially offend someone or anything like that. So understanding how to really deal with people is important.
One last thing I'd want to add is the business and legal stuff. So that's one thing that's super important, especially if you're going to open your own business, is just knowing things, even like how to register your business, what insurance you need, anything to do with trademarking or legality. So you're not suddenly developing, you know, a business and next thing you know, you've done all your marketing materials and you have to now change them all because somebody else owns the trademark for that. So it's just things that, you know, they seem daunting, but they're really not if you know how to figure these things out in advance. So definitely the business legal stuff is something I would put into the business basics too.
For sure. And I mean, here comes a little shameless plug, but we have our next fitness and nutrition expert program starting on September 26th. And in that course, we actually cover all of this part of the business stuff. We added the business stuff into our program because it was the one thing that we did feel was really missing from a lot of the certifications out there. As I said, there are so many different certifications you can get, and we recommend highly that you do your research and you find the best certification that matches what it is that you're looking for. But if you are looking to become a holistic trainer, so, you know, understanding fitness, wellness, nutrition, and the business side, that is really what we cover in our course, because all of those elements go hand in hand to making you a professional, to paying those bills, and to helping you be successful in the long run.
And we've had some amazing, amazing success stories come out of our program, which I just love, because the thing is, fitness and nutrition and wellness, it's so broad of what you can go and work in. So like, even for example, one of our students, she just opened a stroller fit class. It's stroller fit programs, and she's just killing it.
Like, shout out to Chelsea.
Shout out. But she's got full classes. She's sharing her passion. She loves working with new moms, 'cause she's a newer mom herself. Like,
just, and she quit her job. She quit her corporate job and decided to just follow her passion. And that's what's exciting.
Exactly. And then we have, you know, one of our other students, she's doing full on like nutrition. She's working with a nutritionist to help to calculate individualized nutrition plans to go with fitness. So working with another fitness professional, now they're kind of in a partnership. And there's just so many options that you can do and grow and go into. But just going back to tip number one, you got to start that with a certification. So
definitely. So just as a recap, so today we talked quickly about all the different the five sort of essential things to make sure that your fitness, health coaching, or wellness business is going to be paying the bills and not just a passion, not just a hobby. So those were: have the right certifications, do whatever it takes to gain experience, build your community, learned how to market yourself and your brand, value your position and your clients highly. And then the bonus was learn the business basics, learn the tools you need to be successful. So Laura, we'd always like to end and, you know, with an action. So out of all of these things that we've covered today, what would you say would be your number one takeaway that you really want people to focus on and, you know, take with them from this podcast?
Well, I have a lot.
I know, but you got to choose one.
You know, I always have a lot. Hey. I would say that my one major takeaway would be, first of all, to not get overwhelmed if you don't currently work in fitness. Because hearing all of this, if you have a passion for fitness or nutrition or wellness and you want to help people, then this is the industry for you. Don't be stressed out by all the things that, you know, we've talked about and looking, you know, 25 steps down the road. Just start by taking action and doing something about your passion and signing up for a certification. You know, start the journey and the rest of it will start to unfold as you go. And that would be my biggest thing. I mean, I know for us, and I know for me personally, like I worked a corporate job before. We took a chance, we opened a business in fitness, and it has been the most amazing roller coaster ride, but decision of my life. And I just want everyone else to have that experience too. So if it is something that you love, just go for it.
Definitely. And I think my number one takeaway, really, when I look at everything that we've been talking about, is really just about valuing yourself. I think everything here is really important, and what you were saying is like spot on. But I definitely think too, like valuing yourself and really just like reminding yourself, you know, whether this is something that you're just getting into, you're thinking about getting into, or something that you are already involved in terms of the industry itself, remind yourself every single day about how important it is what you're doing and what you're trying to achieve, and, you know, really placing value on that and making sure that it is a valid effort every single day to sort of celebrate what it is that you're giving back to the world.
I love it.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap this one up, but thank you so much for listening. And as always, we want to hear from you. So if you have anything that you want to hear about, you have any comments, any topics specifically you want us to cover, make sure to send us an email or comment on it, and make sure to check us out at fitchicks.ca. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can hit us up anywhere.
We are all over the social media.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Bye, chicks.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out.